Growing food without pesticides can be challenging, but a local tomato grower manages to do that by introducing natural enemies to the pests in her greenhouse. During a recent tour of specialty producers in Newell, SDPB's Victoria Wicks learned more about beneficial predators.
And any time of the year, the snakes can come in here whenever they want. And if there's food, they'll come in. I even found snake eggs one time.
Becky Kirby describes a greenhouse habitat that's not for the squeamish.
We have snakes in here to take care of mice and grasshoppers and crickets. And then we also have spiders in here to take care of, you know, all the moths that like to come in, moths and butterflies. And the spiders are big enough to take on grasshoppers, too.
Kirby says she introduces ladybugs to battle spider mites and aphids and nematodes to disrupt the life cycle of fungus gnats. This method of eliminating pests requires reliable knowledge of beneficial insects. During a recent tour of specialty farms near Newell, an entomologist with SDSU Extension stood in a field and gave a group of growers more information on beneficial bugs. Patrick Wagner says when using natural enemies as biocontrol, the grower has to be careful not to bring in a species that causes as many problems as the one it eliminates. Specifically addressing greenhouses, Wagner says beneficial insects need to be fed to keep their populations alive. So if growers bring in ladybugs to get rid of aphids on a broadleaf plant and succeed, they might want to bring in what's called banker plants infected with a different kind of aphid.
It's basically like a plant, a pot, that's just some wheat, and then you'll have some aphids on there, and that's where those predatory insects or your parasites, that's where they'll go. They'll feed on those aphids.
The ladybugs can lunch on those banker plant aphids and stick around in case the broadleaf aphids come back.
So you don't have just a complete, you know, booming population when you release them and then it crashes.
Wagner says producers can buy beneficial insects from a variety of vendors. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.